you know, yelling at you and all that, and you'll be feeling like, what gives this small boy the audacity to yell on me or to insult me or to do that? You don't know that something, maybe his father is just at his back or sitting somewhere. He knows that his father will fight for him. Not him will fight for you. He believes that his father is there. So because he knows that he himself cannot fight you because you are bigger, you are stronger. Hallelujah. So we are talking about facing your giants. In daily living, we have a lot of things that comes on our way, and they seem like giants, and they seem like something that we can't overcome. We'll be running around. If you go to bed, it follows you to bed. When you wake up, it's the first voice that you will hear, and your mind will skip, and you say, ah, what is all this? It could be your studies. And when you remember it, your mind will skip. And you feel like, whoa, what is all this about? You know, you've been trying several times, adding, you know, putting on all your strength, doing your best. But your best is not even enough to overcome those giants. And you hear voices telling you, you are not going to make it. You have voices telling you, it is not possible. You know this, how this place is. Everywhere is busy, and don't even have time. Don't you know that you are not going to make it? And you see, sometimes they will tell you, in fact, remember your family. Your lineage is, they are all losers. So how do you think that your own is different? You know, those things are telling you, those giants will always taunt you, will always tease you, will always boast. You know, telling you that it's not possible, you can't do that. You always roar. That is one thing. And this thing keep on, you know, following you wherever you go. If you're walking, it will tell you that it's not. Even though when you come, you tell yourself, I know that God will do it. But at the back of your mind, is it possible? Praise the Lord. You see, ask yourself, do you think that this is going to work? But you have already said God will do it. But in your heart, you are still, you know, scared. You see, seeing that giant as something that I cannot, you know, overcome. Hallelujah. So, how do we face this giant? How do we take this Goliath down? The giant will still terrify you if you don't take that giant down. Sometimes we pray, God said in the Bible that resist the devil and he will flee from you. That is one particular quotation we always recite. In fact, it's a recitation. Resist the devil, he will flee for you. Resist the devil. But that is one part of that quotation. The Bible says, humble yourself to the Lord. There is one thing first you have to do. Then the devil, you can now resist the devil. Without that Goliath will still be there. Hallelujah. Those giants will still be there. Those worries. And sometimes you say, my anger, my sickness, that disease, no, it has been there for ages. You know, that it could be dialysis, something that you feel that is chronic, that can never go away. You just term it chronic. It's genetic. It's from our lineage. It's hereditary. You know, my father had it, my mother and all that. So all those things are giant. You know what the devil do? He keep on telling you about those things, making you feel that it can never be taken away. It can never be taken down. We have to face these giants, these problems. It could be your status. You've been praying and you're feeling like the situation it is now, you feel like, no. How is it possible? How is it going to happen? That is what the work of the enemy is. Those things, the enemy present them as giants. Present them as something that is huge and stronger than you. That has a lot of strengths that you cannot pass over. You cannot come across it. You cannot go through it. But how do you face this giant? These giants, those worries, those situations. In fact, the enemy will even make it feel you feel like you have a problem mentally, and something is really, you know, disturbing you. Something is really wrong with your thinking. Those are giants. You know, make it impossible for you to live a normal life. How do you face? As Christians, we are still passing through all these things. Depression. Those are giants. How do you face them? How can those things be moved out? Praise the Lord. We use David as our case study and see how he was able to overcome these giants. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's read from 34 to 36. 1 Kings chapter 17, 34 to 36. If somebody is there, can you please read it for me? Hallelujah. First Samuel 34 to 36.
And David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took the lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb. Deliver the lamb from its mouth, and when it arose against me, I caught it by its ear, and struck and killed it. 36. Your servant have killed both lion and bear, and these uncircumcised Philistines will be like one of them, seeing him like defying the arms. Armies of the living God." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. If you take time to read from 17 down, you can agree with me that the people of Israel were in distress. They were in trouble. They were in fear. Because of what? Because of the uncircumcised Philistines. Because of those who do not know God. They were taunting the people of Israel. They were, because they have what? They have Goliath. In fact, they have giants. And Saul has tried as much as he could as a king. But then he couldn't do anything. Because they have Goliath. And Goliath will come out in the morning or in the afternoon. He will defy the people, the armies of Israel. He will say to them, "You don't have anybody. Who is this your God even?" He will defame the Lord the people of Israel serves. And what happened? David was a boy and the last son of Jesse. And David wasn't even among the armies of Israel. He was at the farm rearing, looking after his father's sheep. And his three brothers were part of the armies of Israel, Saul's army. And those days, Goliath will come out and make mockery of Israel, make mockery of their God, make mockery of Saul, the king, and nothing could be done. Everybody was in fear because of Goliath. And what David is, you see how God works. And one day Jesse told David, "Please, your brothers, they are at war. They are in the camp. Please, can you go there and give them some bread, give them some food to eat? And David went there. And when David was there, he saw Goliath roaring, you know, taunting, teasing them, boasting. And David started asking other people around them, what is he saying? So does he mean that nobody can fight this Goliath? Nobody can take this Goliath? This is a boy. And his other brother saw him and went there with anger. Hey, boy, what are you doing there? I know what you used to do. This is part of your deceit. Maybe you want to go and look at how we are doing here. You just want to just coin your father to give you bread to bring to us so that he will know what we are doing here. And David left his brother and went to another people and asked them. And they told him that if somebody was able to bring Goliath down, look at what the king said, I will give to him. And David was bold enough, a boy, not a man. He went to Saul, and Saul was like, who is this boy? Where are you from? How do you think that you can face Goliath? I'm even scared myself. And David said to him, I am a boy, but I look after my father's sheep. On so many occasions, I've encountered lion trying to eat my sheep. But then, I fought against the lion. If the lion is holding my sheep, I will grab the lion, hold the lion's jaw, remove the sheep from the lion's mouth. And if the lion tries to attack me, I will kill the lion. And I have done it both lion and the bears. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So with that boldness in him, he saw Goliath as nothing.
Hallelujah.
The people of Israel was looking at David. They were looking at Goliath as something that they can never ever defeat. And one thing that is in David, David one don't want Goliath to defame the name of his God. He was able to stand against Goliath. And what did he do? He first of all, he went and picked 5 stones and just a sling. How can you fight a Goliath who wore bronze of helmet, shoes, very heavy? If you read that place very well, you see how heavy those things are. So you should know that every of your Goliath, every of your warriors, giants, those giants, they were wearing something that cannot even allow them to move freely. They are stuck at one place. But what they do is just to roar. What they are doing is just to roar. They have heavy things that they cannot even run. When Goliath fell, when David threw that stone on his forehead, he fell down. He couldn't even stand up. David was able to match him and cut off the head. So those things even helped to push him down. Praise the Lord. So I want you to look at those giants that way. Don't see them as something that is so big, have strength more than you. David just picked only 5 smooth stones. And what are those stones for? I can classify them. You can say that one of those things is the stone of the past. The stone of the past. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can somebody read that place again for us? Read that 1 Samuel 17. 34 to 36. And another person get 1 Chronicles 16 verse 12. 1 Chronicles
1 Samuel 17, 34 to 36. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it
and deliver the lamb from his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by his beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and deer, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The stone of the past. You can look at what David did. He remembered what the Lord has done for him. That was the only thing that he said to Paul, and Paul and Saul, and Saul agreed to allow him to go. He remembered what the Lord has done for him. How the Lord gave him the braveness. How the Lord gave him the boldness to fight against lion. Not only just to fight against lion and bears, to defeat them, to kill them, to deliver his sheep from those animals. He remembered those things. Remember, keep records of what the Lord has done for you. And that will build your faith. If you are living, it's just because the Lord has given you life. If you have food to eat, yes, the Lord has given you even the mouth to eat the food. Some people do not have, they have mouth, they have food, but they cannot eat. And when you remember this, you're able to have courage that this God is alive. He is the Lord that is doing it for you. David remembered the past. And he picked that stone. Because of what the Lord has done for me, I am fighting against this Goliath. This giant on my way, I'm going to take it down. He picked that stone and keep. This is very important. When you, the Bible says that when you take your delight unto the Lord, if you want to resist the devil, the first thing you have to do is to humble yourself. How do you humble yourself? Bring yourself down. Tell God that I am nothing. This is what you have done for me. Lead me. And God will lead you to take away that, those worries, those debts, those things that have been disturbing you. Even it could be your family. You've been trying to work things out. It's not working out. And the devil will tell you that, in fact, it's going to be like that. It's even going to be worse. And you are scared. And you're even scared of your marriage. Those things are giants. Remember how God brought you together. Remember the first time you met. Remember how God answered your prayers. Remember all those things. And I begin to appreciate God. When you remember those things and you go to God, humble yourself to God, God will work it out for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will work it out for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not forget. Do not, because of what you are pressing through in the now, forget what the Lord has done for you in the past. If you are, you know, struggling, remember when it is well with you. When everything is going on well with you. David took that. He did that. He remembered God. Can somebody read Chronicles 16, verse 12?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 12 said, remember this miraculous work that has done his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the New King James Version says, recall the miraculous deed he performed, his mighty act and his judgment he decreed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Remember. Always remember. Do not forget. The problem we have is sometimes we forget what the Lord has done for us. When we are facing problems, we feel like, God, you have deserted me. In fact, God, you are not. Is God still alive? But you have forgotten what he has done for you. And that is why he said, in all circumstances, give thanks to God. Remember, and David remembered that he picked the stone. And what else again did David do? The next one David did was the stone of prayers. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Before going high, David went low. Before going high, he went low. He knows he's going to fight this battle. Ask me if David knows that he's gonna defeat Goliath. Ask me. I would say maybe no, but something that he has in mind. Hallelujah. Before ascending to fight, before you ascend to fight, the next thing you have to do is to descend to prepare. Descend to prepare. Before you go to fight, prepare yourself. You cannot just start. I mean, the soldiers will tell better. You can never go to fight, go to war, without preparing, without even surveying your enemies. Know their strengths. Know their weak points. Prepare yourself very well. Make sure that you are stronger. Then you can, before you move. Otherwise, they're going to attack you and they will kill you. So David, before he ascended high, ascend to fight, he descended to prepare. He prepared himself very well before going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can somebody get Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 for us? Ephesians 6:18. Hallelujah.
The book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says, with every prayer and petition, pray all times in the Spirit, and to this end be alert, with all perseverance and requests for all the saints. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Pray always, without ceasing, with season, at all time, in whatever situation. Do not look at that giants, but just go to God. How do you go to God? Kneel and pray to God. Anywhere, if you're working, if you're studying, if you're sleeping, make sure that you have committed everything into the hands of the Lord. Pray at all time, pouring out your soul. What did Hannah do when he was facing his own giants? Giant of not bearing fruit. Giant of not having a child. And he was, in fact, he faced his enemies were teasing him, teasing her. But what did he, what did she do? He went to the altar and he was there. In fact, Eli saw her as somebody who was drunk. Some people can see you like that. That is what your definition of prayer, pouring out your heart to God. And when you are doing it, you might look like, you know, somebody who is useless. Hannah was like that. Eli saw Hannah like that. Eli was a priest, a high one for that matter. But he couldn't discern what was going on in the heart of Hannah. He said, when will you stop drinking? And Hannah said to him, no, I'm not drunk. I am pouring out my soul to God. Before you can face that Goliath, those giants, those problems, those issues, those things around you, disturbing, those worries, those debts, those voices that have been tormenting you, go to God and pour out your soul. Cry unto him. He will never forsake you. God said, I will not overlook this contrite spirit and a broken heart. I will never despise it. When you cry unto God and go to him in prayer, God will surely give you victory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then another one is stone of priority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stone of priority. You know, I was discussing with my wife the other day, and he was telling me about somebody he was working with and all that, you know, who said to her, you do know the reason why I don't go to church anymore? It's because when I was very close to God, when I was very, very close to God, I lost my husband. I lost my son. But now, I'm not close to God, and everything is fine. Praise the Lord. I'm scared that if I go to God again, then I may lose another person. You see what the giants are doing in her life? They are ministering to her. That because that happened, and this is the reason why you should not come close to God anymore. We could be in that situation. We could be in that situation. And the enemy will take advantage of that. I will be telling you, this is the God's fault. It's just because you are a Christian. If you ever try to know God again, you will even lose your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did David listen to those voices? Do you think that even the voices from men and the one from the inside, David, we are hearing a lot of, you were a boy. He was a boy. So everybody would not even accept, his father would not even agree. But he couldn't listen to those voices. He was focused. He was determined. In fact, he prioritized his work, what he wanted to do. And David, one thing he did was remember your highest God's reputation. God's reputation is very important when you want to face those challenges. God's reputation. There was a story, one of our brothers here, and some of us have heard the story. At his workplace, he refused to call he, she. And it became a problem in his workplace. The reason why? Why? Because his faith, his belief, his God, he want to let people know that he has a God that do not support evil. He made them know, and he was facing a lot of challenges. And because he presented God first, what he was doing was aligned with the will of God. God fought for him and gave him victory. What you are going to do, what that thing that you want to do, that fight, you're going to fight, do you want to fight to get credit to yourself? Or do you want to do that because of God? David was doing that because he didn't want the uncircumcised Philistines to defame the name of his God. He didn't want that to happen. And he prioritized that, what I will do is just because of the God that I serve. He picked that stone. Hallelujah. Amen. He picked that stone. And last one, the stone of passion. The stone of passion. You know, the soldiers, you can tell me that whenever they want to fight, before you move, you start rushing to your opponent. You have kind of, you build your mind. You have this passion in you. In fact, some Arabs, some criminals, when they want to go for oppression, they hide themselves. They drink so that they will have this boldness, they have this passion to do what they want to do. David summoned all those things, and he had passion within himself to go for this war. And that passion led him to rush to Goliath. He did not run from Goliath. He did not run from Goliath. He rushed Goliath. He went after Goliath. He was running towards Goliath. When Goliath saw him, Goliath laughed and said, "Oh, this boy, I'm going to tear you into pieces and spread your flesh to the best of the air." Hallelujah. But David has this passion. For you to serve God and defeat your enemy, you must have passion of serving God. You must have passion in the things of God. You must love this God. Love this God to the point that you are ready. David doesn't care if I'm going to die in this battle. So when you are fighting, you are just looking at your back. I don't know if I'm going to die. I don't know what is going to happen. That is doubts. But David didn't care if I'm going to die or not. Goliath wore everything, you know, those big helmet and all that. But David was just with sling. Even the one that Saul gave to him, he removed it and said, "This thing cannot even allow me to do my work properly." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he went with his own mind. You must have this passion for God. And you see things happening. You see things, God opening those doors. You see God solving those worries. You see God providing for you. You see God doing some things for you. Unexpected things. This is what God can do. This is how you can face your giants. What is your problem? What is troubling you? What is that has been disturbing you in your mind? From here, from overseas, anywhere, those things are giants. And those giants need to be taken away. Those giants need to be destroyed. And God is the author and the finisher of our faith. You must learn from David the boldness. Remember God. Even now, go to God in prayers. What is that is facing you? You feel that it's so hard for you. And you'll be struggling with that. Whenever you wake up in the morning, it's the first thing that will greet you. You are going to bed, you remember it. And even at night, you struggle to sleep very well. Even as David says, "When I go to bed, people will think that I'm sleeping. But I use my tears to wet my pillows." Crying and praying to God. "When will you answer my prayers?" So it's very important for us to turn to God. When you turn to God, then you see those glorious as nothing. You see those giants as nothing. It's not going to scare you. No matter how big it seems to be. Look at what happened, David, this way. It's not even Saul. It's not even David's elder brothers that are even taller than David. David, a boy and a giant. To tell you that those giants are nothing. In every giant, there must be an open forehead.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Every
giant, there must be an open forehead. He fortified everywhere, and he forgot the open forehead. He forgot that forehead is a place that you will hit and you will never survive. He even wear all these helmets from even the legs and all those things. Somebody can shoot you on the leg, and you will be okay. But on the forehead, you will not survive it. So he fortified everywhere and forgot the open forehead. Every of your giants has open forehead. You're not going to see it until you go to God. The people of Israel couldn't see that open forehead, but David saw it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They couldn't see it. They saw a huge person, a mighty person. But David came and laughed and said, "Look at you. You have your weak point, I know. You have open forehead." Because of what? He knows the Lord he served.
Hallelujah.
and God opened his eyes to see. That is how God will open your eyes to see the downfall of your enemies.
Amen.
Only that we, if we trust in God, if you believe in him, if we keep all our trust in him, he will see us through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us stand up and pray. I just want you to appreciate God and honor God. Thank the Lord. I don't know what is your problem. I don't know what you are passing through. I don't know your situation. I don't know those worries. Is it doubt? Is it sickness? In whatever, in your studies, whatever that is bothering you. Whatever, is it your family? Is it the issues you're having around? Even your extended families and all that? God is there. God opened the eyes of David to see that Goliath has an open forehead. And God will open your eye. Turn to God. Turn to God. The Bible says, humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself before the Lord and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Humble yourself. Go to God in prayer. Go to God in prayer. Remember what he has done for you. Bless his name. Thank him. Tell him that he is worthy. Even your present situation, that he is worthy. He can give you victory. The Bible said, we are more than conquerors. This is the promise of God. Lord will never take his promise back to him. He said, my word will come to pass. It will accomplish all the reason why I send it forth. Just talk to God. Whatever that you are passing through, whatever is your problem, whatever is your worries, is it your debt, is it your mortgage, whatever it is, just go to God in prayer. Call upon the Lord. The Lord will give you victory. Is it sickness? That thing has lingered so much. That thing has been there for a long time. God, go to God. God will see you through. That giant must be taken down. That giant must be taken down. You're looking for the fruit of the womb. You've not gotten one. Remember what Hannah did. He went to God. He prayed to God. And God answered his prayer. Whatever you are praying to God, maybe the Lord has not answered it. Just go back to God. Don't look at those things as giant. Don't look at them as giant. Don't look at them as they will never, you will never succeed. Your desire will never come to pass. Just go to God. Ignore those things. Call upon God. Remind God his goodness. Remember what he has done for you, and he will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. Our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We give you thanks, O Lord, for you are God. You are Lord by yourself. You are the mighty God. You deserve all the praises. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the glory. Thank you, Father, Lord, for opening our eyes to know, King of Glory, that those giants, O Lord, has weak points. Those giants has no strength. They have no power. Lord, we bless you, King of Glory. We worship you. May your name be praised in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, and I pray, Father, Lord, to have mercy on us for not turning to you, even when we are facing worries, even when we are facing issues. Lord, have mercy on us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I pray, Father, is there any of us, O God, passing through, Lord, issues and difficulties, our giants are all over, him or her, King of Glory, Jehovah, I pray, King of Glory, at this moment, oh Lord, we stand against those giants in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We take them down in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because the Bible said that you have risen his name above every other name.
Yeah.
That at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, that every knee shall bow.
Yeah.
We command all those giants to bow in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Lord, have your way upon your people. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for today, Lord. Lord, this week is in your hand. Lord, it is well with us.
Amen.
Whatever we lay our hands this week shall prosper.
Amen.
Where we step in, O Lord, we possess it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No evil shall stand against us, because the Bible have said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No divination against Israel, no enchantment against Jacob. This is the word of God, and we believe, O Lord, that your word is A and Amen. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who was touched by that message?